This is the homily for Saturday, September 5th. I read something that made great sense to me and helped me to understand the underlying message of our gospel reading from Luke. What I read was from a book titled Contemplating Christ, the Gospels and the Interior Life. The author is an Episcopal priest and theologian, Vincent Pizzuto. And I'm happy to report he teaches at the University of San Francisco, a Jesuit university. Please listen closely to what Father Pizzuto writes. I am not sure whether demons actually exist, but I do know this, they are real. Whether they inhabit us as addictions, attachments, or entrenched patterns of self-destruction, whether they impose themselves on us as depression, anxiety, anger, lust, greed, or lukewarm complacency, none of us has been spared the struggle against demons, not even Christ. Most demons do not appear ugly or frightening to behold. Quite the contrary. They are beautiful, seductive, and glimmer with an enticing allure, at least upon first sight. Lucifer, let us not forget, means light bearer. And who among us is not drawn to light? The words of Father Pizzuto. Now, how do I apply that to today's gospel? I want to focus, as Luke the Evangelist does, on the Pharisees' quick judgment and condemnation of Jesus' disciples. It's here that I find the addiction and attachment that Pizzuto describes as signs of demonic possession. In this case, it's religion's obsession with law and religious observance that bear all the signs of the demonic. It's precisely this obsession that I'm talking about. The Pharisee has a real need to confront Jesus' disciples with what he judges to be their lack of religious observance. It's his need, his driven need, to point the finger at what is different. Point the finger at what varies from hallowed habit and condemn it as not only not of God, but indeed contrary to God. That's what I call demonic. It's that devilish use of religion to create a hallowed space where love is allowed no word, no entry. This kind of religion, tragically and ironically, fashions a hell on earth and calls it holy. And the practitioner of this kind of religion, like the Pharisee in Luke, has all the satisfaction of considering himself very holy and righteous. He's the angel of light, the Lucifer. We see Jesus confronting the Pharisee. His example of David shows how religious observance must recognize obvious human need and serve to bring people to fullness of life. In Mark's account of the same episode, Jesus says, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath." God is the God of life. Religion must serve to enhance life. Where it does not, then it cannot be of God. I want also to note that at this time, and especially in this city, politics can take on all the appearances of religion, and with that, all the risks of succumbing to the demonic. As with religion, so too with politics. If politics creates a space where love is allowed no word, no entry, then it too creates a space where the demons reign, where addictions, attachments, and entrenched patterns of self-destruction reign. It's here that the politicians and their fans fancy themselves angels of light. Whether in religion or in politics, the same criterion applies. It's the ancient criterion offered in the Latin hymn, "Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est." Where there is love and affection, there is God.